Okay. Thank you very much. Hi everyone. I'm really happy to be here. I'm Pedro Ferreira. I'm a software engineer at CERN, and I'll be talking to you about Indico together with Dom.
Hey.
Who's going to do the second half of the presentation. So, first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. It's our first time at FOSDEM, and it's really nice to see, such interest. Thank you. So, as the title of the talk says, we'll be talking about Indico. It's an event management system, as you may have realized by now. As all of the things that are being presented here today, a collaborative effort, an open source project under the MIT license. It's developed at CERN mainly with contributions from the United Nations and the Max Planck Institute for Physics. And it counts with contributions from more than 70 developers over the last more or less 20 years. So Indico is probably the most popular event management system you have never heard about. There's something like 300 servers around the world, most belonging to educational, research, scientific institutions, serving more than 350,000 users. So it's a tool that you, as I said, it started out in kind of the research world, since CERN is a research laboratory, but then kind of spread out to different environments, and there are a few examples of organizations from different domains that are already using it. So a little bit of history, starting in 1999, the physicists working at the Large Hadron Collider, which back then still didn't exist, they were still sort of projecting it, building it, they needed some sort of application which they could use to manage their meetings. So what would normally happen is that you'd have a meeting, you'd exchange a few emails with your slides and so on, and then this would get kind of lost at some point because it would be kind of spread around a few mailbox of different people and disks and so on. So they wanted to have an application which they could use as a focal point for this sort of event and as kind of an archival platform as well. So this was the first attempt at it. It was a CDS agenda back then. Then in 2002, the opportunity came up with a European project which was focused on having a conferencing platform. So they kind of put the two ideas together, and then that's when Indico was born. It went into production in 2004. In 2007, we've added a room booking system to it. Then in 2008, a full interface overhaul. And then 2013, first workshop. It starts, word of mouth starts spreading. And in 2015, the United Nations adopted it. And we started a really nice, fruitful collaboration, which goes on to this day. 2017, we did a full rewrite of the application. We were working on a pretty, on an aging software stack. We changed even database system, moved to Postgres. So that was 2017. And 2021, then we moved to Python 3 with Indico 3.0. 2023, last year, we surpassed 1 million events only at CERN. And 2024, so this year, we celebrate our 20th anniversary. So you may have heard about CERN and the big tunnel which we have underground.